The Gemara Masechta Chulin Daf Kuf Amud Aleph quotes the Mishnah that teaches us that if a piece of novella fell in to a pot with pieces of kosher meat, unless you could identify the piece of novella and remove it, and also it's a situation, and as the Gemara now asks, the Tivatul Baruba, ask the Gemara, why can we only eat that rest of the kosher meat if the nevela is removed? Even if the nevela is not removed, it should be bottle beroif. So the Gemara says that one of the items that never becomes bottle is a davish b'minyan. But the Gemara says it's a machlokes. What constitutes a davish b'minyan? Is a davish b'minyan something which is usually counted? So indeed, if that is the case, a nevela would not be bottle, because a nevela is usually counted. It's usually sold. A piece of meat is usually sold by the piece. But according to the Manda Omer, that it's only considered a davish b'minyan if it's always, always only sold by the piece, counted. There are times when pieces of meat are not specifically sold, only piece by piece. So why is it not bottle bereif? So Gemara says that even if it's not a dovish of a minion, it is a chaticha ruy l'skabit. A piece of meat is a chaticha ruy l'skabit, and something which is a chaticha ruy l'skabit never becomes bottle. There's machloikas rishonim. What is the reason why chaticha ruy l'skabit doesn't become bottle? Tosfos explains that chaticha ruy l'skabit becomes a davish b'minyan, because what do I do with a chaticha ruy l'skabit? I serve it to my guest. So as I'm preparing to serve food to my guest, I obviously count piece by piece, and therefore becomes a davish b'minyan. Most rishonim are of the opinion the chaticha ruy l'skabit, and actually our Gemara points in that direction, is not a davish b'minyan. It's a new category. It's a category. Since it's chashiv, it doesn't become bottle. There's a very big machlokes rishonim. What is considered a chaticha haruya l'skabit? The Shulchan Aruch says that it's only considered a chaticha ruy l'skabit if, as it is now, it can be served to guest. So therefore, he says, if you have a piece of chicken, for example, that still has the feathers on it, so it's not something that you would serve to your guests, or it's a raw piece of chicken, or if it's not a decent sized portion, or on the other hand, if it's too big a piece of meat, all of these are cases that have something which is not quite yet ready to be given to a guest, and therefore cannot be considered in the category of a chaticha ruy l'skabit. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says that the definition is of ruy l'skabit is only a definition in size. And as long as the size of this portion is something that you would serve to a guest, it's in the category of a chaticha haruy l'skabit. However, even the Ramah agrees that if the chaticha haruy l'skabit that we are discussing about requires a maisa gadol, so example would be removing the feathers from a chicken, that's a big job, or removing the skin from a piece of meat, all of that would be considered still as not as a chaticha ruy l'skabit. So the Beis Halevi wants to suggest that the machloikis of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch is connected to the way we began to shear. Why is a chaticha ruy l'skabit
not bottle. If we say because the Chaticha Ulus Kabbid is something that I will serve to a guest, and that makes it choshev, and therefore it doesn't become bottle. So therefore, if it has to be in a status that it can indeed already be served to a guest. But if we say that a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid is because of a Dovish of a Minyan, it is, even if it's not quite ready now to be served to the guest. Another important point is that the Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid has to be something which is whole. It can be served to the guest where it's that size of a piece. But if it's too small of a piece, everybody will agree that it's not considered a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid. The halacha of a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Kuf Aleph. And the halacha is that a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid doesn't become bottle. Here, unlike what we discussed in our previous year, everybody agrees that a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid doesn't become bottle even the Aleph. Whether it's B'minoi, whether it's B'she'en Minoi. The halacha of a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid is that it has to be a Chaticha that's roy for all of Klal Yisrael. For example, if it's a piece of meat that's not kosher, but it's still a piece of meat, it's still a nice portion of meat, it will not be considered Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid, even though it can be served to non-Jews. Or if you have something that can only be served, for example, to Kahanim, that would not be considered a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid, because it's not something that we could serve to everybody. If the piece of meat by itself would be something that nobody would eat, for example, we had a concept in one of our earlier Gemaras that in those days, even non-Jews who don't have to eat kosher meat would refrain from eating from an animal that died by itself. But now, such a piece of meat fell into your pot with other meat, and you can't identify which is that piece of meat. So now it would be a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid. But if it's a piece of meat, that even after it falls into the other pieces of meat, it's identifiable to the degree that it's moss and nobody would eat it, it's not. Then it would not be bottled, would not be considered a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid. The din of Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid applies even by the Rabbanans. If, however, and we will have perhaps cases of this in our Shiurim, where there are two derabbanans involved, there the Paiskim are more lenient regarding Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid, and they say that that would be bottle. And therefore, when a question of a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid comes up, what Rabbanan will typically do is see if they could identify this as a situation of two derabbanans, and once they can identify this as a situation of two derabbanans, they will be more lakel, more makel. Another example of where we don't say Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid is something which is only a chumr derabbanan. For example, Basar Shana Salman Ayin, we had the sugyas earlier in our Masechta. The Paiskim are makel that if you have a piece of meat, which was Basar Shana Salman Ayin, which we learned one may not consume, but if such a piece of meat falls into other pieces of meat, if it's bottle, we won't consider it a Chaticha Ruy L'Skabid. However, it is important to note that even in a situation where you have a piece of meat that falls in to, which you may not eat, that falls into other pieces of meat which you may eat, the halacha is that you should not eat, all one person should not eat all of that meat that's in the pot at one time. And therefore, since the concept of chaticha ruil eskabed is only midrabanan, so where you have a suffix, for example, if you have a piece of meat that fell into your other pieces of meat, and you're not quite certain if that piece of meat is a chaticha ruil eskabed, there we can be makom. However, in a situation where you know for certain that the piece of meat that fell in is a chaticha ruil eskabed, but you have a suffix if there was an iser, there the taz and the shach say we have to go l'chumrah.